made with assistance from the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard around the world online.
You're listening to Zed Games, where we bring you the best in gaming news, reviews, community and culture.
Want to get in touch? Be sure to check us out on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
G'day, g'day, cheekies. It is Zed Games time. My name's Jack. I'm in studio with Adrian.
Hello.
Kate.
Hi.
And Caitlin.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. It is us, Zed Games.
Hello.
Hello, friendo.
Hello. Hello.
Love a good henlo.
Henlo.
So the original plan for this episode was, to my recollection, let's make a Rayman episode.
Yeah, but you don't remember anything, do you?
I lost track of time.
You don't get enough sleep.
I definitely didn't get enough sleep.
When you're trying to get sleep?
I tried to get to sleep for 3 hours last night and just ended up looking at like uni courses at like midnight.
Join me. Do it.
Not in Brisbane.
Oh, rough.
Dragged. So I'm sleep deprived and there's no plan for this episode. So you're going to hear the most off the rails possible thing that I can make. Is somewhat redeeming because you were like, is this as lazy as you get? And I'm like, if this is as lazy as I get, I'm doing pretty good.
It's fine. You're sleep deprived. We're going to talk about Rayman, who is limb deprived. It's going to be great.
Wow.
I'm going to learn about Rayman.
You are going to learn about Rayman. I've got it on my phone as well, so you can have like a little like poke around and see what, like, what's going on.
Yeah.
What,
who
no
is
one?
He?
I want to
what does it mean?
What's all this hullabaloo about Rayman? Who is this guy?
Who is the man? Why does he have rays?
Everybody loves Rayman.
Everybody loves Rayman. Yeah, that's the meme. Rayman Legends is my favorite video game.
Everybody loves Rayman.
Jesus. This is, yeah, the loosest you're going to see us, hopefully.
Rayman
well,
Romano.
They can't see us, so Rayman that's saying something.
Is that, does that make, like, his mum and his, like brother the same as, oh, Ray we Ma. Should, like, Photoshop some, like, episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond, but
Ray
just
Dad.
With Rayman in the shot?
Yes.
I am going to spend way too much time later doing that, but
I dare you.
It'll be worth it on the socials.
Before all of that, we're going to make it sound a little bit more professional. Here's some news. Across Australian radio and across the world online. From 4ZZZ in Brisbane, I'm Jack Ranjanan, here with your weekly Zed Games news update. Gearbox Software has announced Borderlands 3 at PAX East in Boston. The announcement trailer showed off 4 new playable Vault Hunters, cel-shaded visuals, wide-open loot-and-shoot areas, and over 1 billion guns. The original Borderlands is also being re-released as Borderlands Game of the Year Edition, with new features including 4K resolution, HDR lighting, and a Borderlands 2-esque minimap. This remaster and more details about Borderlands 3 are to be released on April 4th. The owner of Good Old Games and developer of The Witcher CD Projekt has revealed plans to create around 250 new jobs, despite a fall in profits. The company's revenue dropped over 20% from 2017 to 2018. However, CD Projekt's president Adam Kaczynski said that last year represented the most intensive period in the group's history regarding its focus on creative capabilities. CD Projekt has teams currently developing Cyberpunk 2077, as well as a yet-to-be-announced project targeting mobile devices. Non-profit organisation Queerly Represent Me has announced plans to work with the Brisbane Powerhouse to present a gaming event as part of the Festival of Queer Arts and Culture, MELT. The event will feature panels about queer experiences and a curated collection of games. Expressions of interest are open to queer individuals wanting to contribute until May 17th, with more information about gaming, that's spelt with a Y, to be released on the Brisbane Powerhouse website on April 12th. Sega is throwing their hat into the mini retro console ring with the Sega Mega Drive Mini. Including 2 controllers and HD video output, the mini system is set to contain 40 games, with Echo the Dolphin, Castlevania Bloodlines, and Sonic the Hedgehog already confirmed. The console is available to pre-order now and will release on September 19th. That's all for now. For more gaming updates, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @ZEDGamesAU. And if you're curious about signing up for the... I'm queer and I want to talk about my experience somewhat related to games. You can do that on our website, zgamesau.net. Mm. There is a form there. There's like, as part of MELT, which is the queer festival, media festival, there's now a gaming part of it.
Oh, cool.
Hell yeah.
That's so awesome.
Gaming with a Y.
Yay.
Because you can't type it on radio. That's not how that works.
That's how it's spelled.
ZEDGamesAU.net. That's how it's spelled.
Yeah.
Go there. Read the news story.
We also had news come out.
I will read a book.
Thank you. there was news that came out of EA. There was a report about Anthem's troubled development.
Anthem, which is currently sitting at a 55 Metacritic rating. A lot of people wondering what went wrong with that game.
It's
come to light that apparently the game was mostly built in 6 to 9 months. And seems like there were a few communication issues there as well, just in regards to how developers were made aware of changes to the game, such as all, you know, many devs showing up to E3 where the game was revealed, wearing t-shirts that had the name Beyond on them, and then EA decided it's going to be too hard to trademark that name, and the game's going to be called Anthem instead. And then I think they had to make up a reason for why it was called Anthem, because it was a backup name.
Was the reason? I still don't know.
There's like an anthem of creation that is like around the world, and it causes cataclysms. Who knows?
It's a pretty narratives, good prank.
A mess.
Fantasy. Here's the reason why you're all Iron Men and women. Also, apparently, the Frostbite engine was an issue throughout development. EA's put a lot of investment in Frostbite. It's been used in a lot of their games since it was initially developed for Battlefield. Mm. Quite a few people today quite actively speaking about whether or not it's a good thing to, I guess, push an engine so hard that might not be well equipped to deal with different gameplay styles and genres outside of just, you know, the first-person shooter genre.
Yeah.
Because when you introduce open-world elements and third-person shooter gameplay and other things like that, there's a lot that can change and go wrong with the fundamental design of the engine.
Mm. You are listening to Zed Games, whether you like it or not. My name's Jack, I'm in the studio with Adrian, Kate, and Caitlin. Talking about Rayman, let's talk about Rayman. Okay. Everybody loves Rayman.
Yep.
This is a... Just very quickly...
I love sitcoms.
Who is the man with no legs?
What does it mean? I don't know. Can you dig up like?
Do we want to kind of like discuss the origins of Rayman?
Can you dig up
Rayman origins, because that is not
that's
count.
Something else. No, can okay, you dig Google. Up like the inspiration for what Rayman was while Kate and I talk about the original? Because you've played a little bit of the original.
Yeah.
It was Rayman Adventure. And
it's on everything.
I gave it to you on Game Boy Advance.
Yes.
How did that go?
That was fun to play on Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a blast from the blast.
Just a minor stroke on her.
Just, yeah, having fun.
We're okay.
It was actually kind of fun to, like, see the Game Boy style game again on, like, just again full stop.
Just, yeah.
And just, like, a
I feel like it is quite distinctive.
Yeah. There was something about the animation style and just... I don't know. It was pretty. It was fun. It was light-hearted. Just cute.
So,
oh, it's floaty just miss leg it. Man, I see.
Yeah,
I know
so
this
he has
man.
A. Has...
Did you forget who this man is?
Yeah.
Who is this Ray man? Why is he Ray?
So, like, Mario's first name and last name is Mario.
Mario.
It's Ray is first name and man is Ray. Ray Man.
Ray Man.
What's his middle name? The Ray the Man?
Ray the Man. Bring back Ray the Man. Where did he go?
So, Rayman, I'm going to tell you about the origins of Rayman right now. And this is definitely research before the show and not at all live on air.
We're doing it live!
Rayman is a character that has come from the beautiful, beautiful French mind of Michel Ancel. Michel Ancel was actually in 2006 knighted.
He was knighted!
By the French Minister of Culture and Communication as a Knight of Arts and Literature alongside Mario creator Shigeru Miyamoto. So you can kind of see the impact that Rayman's had. So Rayman was created by some concepts that were designed by Michel Ancel and a few of his other co-workers. I'm going to try and pronounce the names. Frederic Hood? Alexandra...
There
was you asking? You're like, Frederic who?
Who is it? Unfortunately, I did not prepare the pronunciations, but that's
it's
fine.
Okay.
Moving on.
Dude, I had to do some stories about CD Projekt Red earlier, and I was I'm not pronouncing
love
those Polish
names. Yeah.
The Zeds, Ys, the Ps.
Even with my last name, like, I've got a friend of mine, his last name is Klobojek. But the way that it's spelled, you would not read it that way.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's got the fun W-Y-Z-K, and you're like, what is that?
I used to know a man, and his name was Zbigniew.
Ooh,
there
I
were
like
Ws,
that.
There were
what
Vs,
was
there was no F.
You said it's
Zbigniew.
So...
Zbigniew.
My name is Zbigniew.
The Rayman.
So Rayman was originally... Rayman was a drawer. So the drawing of Rayman was done when Ancel was a teenager, influenced by Russian, Chinese, and Celtic fairy tales. Ubisoft funded the project. It was originally developed for the Atari ST by Ancel alone.
When Frederick joined the project, they wanted to produce a SNES, a Super Nintendo Entertainment System CD version.
The Nintendo PlayStation.
Yeah, and they hired animators. Yeah, so yeah, that was the famous, that's the reason why the PlayStation existed, because that ended up being soured, that didn't happen, there was no CD for the SNES. But yeah, they hired animators from a cartoon company to improve the graphics, but because the adapter was cancelled, they couldn't go along with it, leaving the version of the game they initially had planned unfinished but playable. So they later ended up worked on that a bit more. They were then looking at the Atari Jaguar because they thought it could handle the graphics that they were looking for. And they shifted focus to the PlayStation. There was a lot. Yeah, it was tumultuous for Rayman.
Like, when you look back at Rayman 1 now, because you played on the Game Boy Advance, the Game Boy Advance had a res of like 320 by 240, this tiny screen, because obviously it's a portable console. But back then, when it was released originally, it was PC, PS1.
It did come out in the Atari Jaguar in the end. Sega Saturn.
But the point was that those platforms were higher res than like Super Nintendo, for example, right? Like, as much as it's not super, like the art is good looking.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm.
But really the fact that at the time it was a much a higher resolution than previous like consoles.
This was like next gen.
Yeah, like the so much more fidelity. Rayman Hi-Fi.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that is.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a whole lot more to say about Rayman than the fact
that it was tough as nails, wasn't it? The first one? I remember it being tough.
I think around like the arty level when you start, like there's just pencils and other music stages. Oh, man. Yeah. Like, also, I'm not sure how far you got into it, Kate, but there are some like really abstract, like visual designs in the levels later on. Did you kind of stick around like the grassy zones?
Yeah, I was kind of sticking to the grassy zones, whatever that forest is called.
Yeah. You get a bit further on and it gets real weird. Like, not dark. Oh, actually, it does get a bit dark later on, but weird.
Just trippy weird?
Yeah, there was another Rayman game that I played that was unexpected. Kind of dark. And
Rayman 3?
Oh, we'll get to that.
I think so.
We'll get to that. Was that the other one that you got, that I gave you?
No, this is something that I played back when it was actually a new game.
Maybe you dreamt this.
I mean, am I alive right now? This is the real question.
We're not answering.
Simulation theory.
No. Very quickly, Adrian, you and I have played a decent chunk of Rayman 2.
Yes. Yeah, so Rayman 2,
let's talk about 3D platformers.
If you thought that Skyrim came out on a lot of platforms, wait till you see Rayman 2.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
List them.
Look, okay. Rayman 2 came out on the Dreamcast, Game Boy Color, I don't know. iOS, Microsoft Windows, Nintendo 64, Nintendo DS, Nintendo 3DS, PlayStation, PlayStation 2.
That's 9 consoles.
It's a lot.
Nine of them.
Rayman 2 was... there's a good reason why Ubisoft had so much confidence in re-releasing that game so many times with minimal flair.
Very little effort.
Low effort put into those ports.
It's
out.
Do it.
Rinse and repeat.
You bought that new 3DS? You feeling some buyer's remorse?
We can help with that. I definitely bought Rayman 2 on the 3DS.
I bought it on the original DS. It was the game that I got with the thick and chunky DS.
Yeah, the cake DS.
Oh, yeah. Like, it wasn't a DS Lite. Oh, he had, handles, you know? But you end up Rayman DS
handles.
In that. And then you, I'm not sure if you remember, the analog stick on the touch screen for Rayman DS.
Oh, for the original DS.
God, that was trash.
That, nipple that attached to your thumb.
Yeah.
And you, used it as an analog stick.
Wait, that was actually a thing.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Super Mario 64 DS
used it
too.
Stylus. Yeah.
Because you could use you had the full motion of control that way. You had, on Super
analog
Mario 64
input.
DS, you had, a target, and you could see if you moved it in that target, you'd walk or run. Depending on,
Man, when touchscreen controls were the future and not the past.
Mm. Yeah.
Now we look at it
stylus
more like
stylus we used all the time.
Yeah.
That was a nifty.
Resistive touch screens were bad.
Yeah. Rayman 2 came out, I think, in the same year as Super Mario 64 and Banjo-Kazooie, if not close to them.
Mm.
And there was a lot of expectations placed on this game because it was, yet another 2D franchise that had gone 3D. So people expected great things from it. And it actually did meet those expectations, if not exceed them. It was reviewed incredibly well on launch. I think there was an old IGN review that I looked at, which was saying that, move over, Banjo-Kazooie. Rayman 2 is here.
Rough.
Looking back, I mean, Rayman 2 is a bit more linear, and I probably prefer the other platformers from that era. But there was just so much to do in that game. You're going around collecting, lums, these, opal-looking light creatures, see-through little balls of light.
A thousand of them.
Yeah, yeah. And, you had Glowbox you were, chilling out with, and his kids.
That's all we're
going to
say. It's just, God, those kids.
Yeah,
oh, that crying.
I know.
My God, it's all coming back to me.
But it was such a tight platformer. And it was colorful, it was beautiful.
It was big. It felt massive at the time.
Yeah, it had the production value was incredible. It was like you're fighting these like space pirates.
They were tough.
Yeah, it had like lock-on combat.
That was nice.
It was a modern game with great platforming, and it did hold up for a long time.
I think going back to it now feels a bit floaty.
A little bit, yeah.
The PS2 version, it was named Rayman Revolution. They actually added like a hub world. They did like proper voiceover instead it kind of worked sometimes, then it kind of fell flat some other times because it was still kind of early for voice acting. But I think that kind of feels a little bit better if you want to go back and pick it up on like PS2, dig around, see if you can find it on like eBay or something.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Rayman 2 has a lofty aspiration of receiving lofty aspiration, the lofty acclaim.
It can claim
to the IGN Dreamcast Game of the Year 2000.
Wow.
Ain't that a blast from the past?
Oh my God.
I think my favorite thing was seeing the Destructoid Wii U Game of the Year for 2017, and the 9 nominees were all Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Love it. It was called The Most Impressive Feat of Game Design and Execution the Platforming Genre Had Ever Seen back then.
Jeez. All right.
Which is quite incredible to think about how people hold up Mario 64 and Banjo-Kazooie. And Rayman 2 feels like it's kind of not stood the test of time. And I think that was because it wasn't quite as open world.
It just wasn't at the center of, you know, like that rose-tinted glasses vortex, right?
Yeah.
Like, everyone's like, oh, I love Mario and Banjo-Kazooie. Yeah. And that still influences you today,
definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I still think that Spyro and Crash hold up really, really well. I know for a fact that I am giving them way more leniency than they probably deserve. These are the originals, not the remasters.
But here's the thing. This kind of was a one-hit wonder for Rayman in terms of its his foray into the 3D platforming world. Because we then have Rayman 3. We need to talk about the edgy Rayman phase. Rayman 3.
It's not a phase, Mom.
It was a phase.
Mom!
Rayman 3 Hoodlum Havoc came out in 2003, the same year as Sphinx and the Cursed Mummy. You know, really just comparing the gaming greats. the gaming greats there, you know?
Sorry to drag Sphinx.
Just compare, though. You had, like, the mummy, you know, you had, like, aesthetic.
Compare the mummy with all its limbs attached.
Compare to the America.
Rayman with none of his limbs attached.
So this is 2003, man. Dark, edgy year. Rayman 2's design. Cute, you know, colourful mascot. He's got these, like...
He's so happy.
He's got these floppy, like, ears. Or, like,
flesh flaps.
What are they? Are they flesh flaps? Are they hair?
I hate that. Yep. I hate that time. We're not using those words.
I think it's a palm tree. It's got to be a palm tree, surely, on his head.
Keratin flap.
He's the original Weekend.
You could last 2 seconds.
Leafy flap, you know.
As soon as it left, you're like, no.
Like a horn that thin, so it flaps over. Yeah.
It's a solid hair.
Can he photosynthesize?
No, it's keratin.
What? Anyway, so I'm bringing you all down. The game itself was quite edgy.
No, it's keratin. Rayman 3 Hoodlum Havoc, no, it's keratin edition. So this is a game whose box art has Rayman literally using like metal, like it's metal AF, man. Like these metal claws, like a bear trap.
They're like the gloves.
Yeah. So you could get interchange your like gloves in this game to do different things.
So
like,
mask.
Punch like wind into the air, and like you could hover. You had like a hover helmet.
They're actually pretty fun power ups.
Yeah, there were lots of different power ups. But this is actually a game that didn't have Rayman's creator Michel Ancel heavily involved in the development. He had like an overseer's role, but he's actually gone on record to say that if he had more involvement in Rayman 3, he would have done things differently.
I wonder why.
So Rayman 3 wasn't received as well
as like,
Rayman
look,
2. Yeah,
it's a game, but I don't approve. So the entire dev team has just got daddy issues now.
Yeah,
that's how that works.
Big oof.
that's a yikes from
Rayman 3, Daddy Havoc.
So Rayman 3 happened. So it's like Rayman 1, Rayman 2, Rayman 3, and then we had the Dark Ages of Rabbids. So many. Party games on the Wii.
Yeah.
God, they were trash.
But, you know, earlier in the show, we were speaking about how the original Rayman had, like, an actual team of cartoonists on board to make it look really good because it was going to be on a CD-based console. They ended up fulfilling that dream with Origins.
Yeah.
With UbiArt, was it?
UbiArt was the framework. It was the engine that they built the game off of. It came out, like, Rayman Origins came out on, like, PS3, 360.
Wii U, Vita, 3DS, PC.
Plays like crap on 3DS. Yeah. Confirmed. I recently got it. Holy God, it was bad. But it plays so well on your phone.
Yeah.
like, there are phone games, Rayman Fiesta Run and Rayman Jungle Run. And if Millie was here, she'd be screeching about them for a good 10 minutes. Those mobile games are basically just auto runners. So, it, like, Rayman runs by himself and then you just tap to hit or tap to jump or whatever else.
But the main Origins was, like, actually surprisingly non-linear. Yeah. Like, you had 2D levels and you had to get from A to B, yeah, but there were a lot of lums that you had to collect, or you didn't have to, but you had to really challenge yourself to get them all if you wanted to.
It wasn't... Yeah, like, there was definitely a lot of depth in trying to be that completionist in just getting as much crap as you can, because, God, there's so much crap.
You know, it was the immersive Rayman experience.
Look, for what it's worth, I really... Origins didn't do so much of this, but Legends did. I hate underwater levels. I don't know who does, who likes them. Screw underwater levels. Yeah. Rayman Legends made it fun because it turned underwater into stealth. It basically, like, you're trying to navigate through these levels, and if you get caught in certain areas of the level where there are, like, watch, like characters trying to, like, find you and attack you, you're, like, basically sneaking through, just, like, swimming through, like, sewers and crap like that, and it's, all of it looks gorgeous.
The control was very fluid. I think it was because you had, like, full downward and upward, movement with the control that kind of helped that.
I really just want another game to come out, because the one on mobile is kind of lukewarm.
Yeah, I did play, like, a very small amount of it. And it was very, like, I wanted more from it, you know? Like, I can see how the games would be really fun because it's like a platformer, right? Like a platformer with sort of puzzle elements. Looks, what on earth is on Adrian's screen? I don't know.
Rayman.
But it
looks
like a fun game, like one of those games that you could just have a good time with. Yeah. And yeah, I don't get that same enjoyment from mobile games where you just have to, like, tap to jump and you don't feel as involved. Yeah.
One thing I feel like we haven't brought up is that with Rayman Origins and Legends, because you've got the 2D gameplay, you can have up to 4-player multiplayer.
It's good fun.
Which is about as hectic as, like, Mario, like Super Mario Brothers, like New Super Mario Brothers or whatever, but better. Because Rayman's absolutely... 2D Rayman in this day and age is 100% better than Mario.
Rayman does have a special place in our hearts. And Rayman, I think, is notable as one of the iconic video game characters that never kind of attained the same reach and recognizability that Mario and Sonic and Crash Bandicoot did. But he was always kind of there. Like, if you knew... like, if you played quite a few games, there was a good chance that you came across Rayman at some point. And I think Michel Ancel is one of the... you know, few creatives out there that was willing to do something really daring with Rayman with each iteration of the game that he was in charge of. You know, taking it from a 2D platformer to a 3D juggernaut that could take on Mario 64. And then going back to its 2D roots with Origins and kind of recognizing the, you know, need for, like, a unique art style with that game.
Well, I mean, with that as well, the small team that worked on Origins and Legends were kind of sick of how... I don't want to say cookie cutter, because, like, Far Cry 3 was also super duper fun in its own way, but they were like, we're kind of burnt out on AAA development. Let's try and work on something a little bit more low key, and it shows. Like, the game is so incredibly different from games of the time, like 2011. Like, think about what gaming was like then. I feel like, looking back on it, sure, we had some really big hits, but a lot of the big AAA games were just kind of...
That was the time when the Xbox Live Arcade and the PSN store were taking off, and you had, like...
Not as much innovation, yeah.
You had studios like Ubisoft and EA decide to start investing in these smaller projects because they could see that there was a market for them. And I think Rayman's notable because no matter where he went, he was able to fit in that platform, in that style, and do something good.
And even on mobile, like, as much as I don't think that Rayman Adventures is quite as... polished as, like, Fiesta Run or Jungle Run, it's raking in those mobile bucks. It's making money. And if that means that they make another one on console, I don't care.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I mean, Switch is out there.
Oh, they re-released Rayman Legends on...
It would be good to see another main Rayman.
New one. I want a new one.
New one
exactly.
For the Switch. And everything else.
That has been an entire show. It was a roller coaster ride. And
I hope you enjoyed it.
I hope to God we weren't audited on this episode.
Do be sure to hit us up on
the
socials. Hit us up on the socials at ZEDGamesAU. Let us know what kind of Rayman game you want to see next. And
I promise that I won't call in this episode, next week's episode, quite as much as I did this week. Because can you tell?
On the next episode of Zed Games, we'll be talking about Everybody Loves Rayman.
Next week, I'll be talking about Yoshi's Crafted World.
Oh, that's different to what I just said.
No.
What now?
No.
But I've already got the game, so I'm gonna be playing a lot of that.
Can I play?
You know, I was joking.
You can come over
right?
And play Yoshi. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. Do
it's
it.
Very
play
cute.
Play some Yoshi. It'll be good.
See you next week.
See ya.
Bye.